Hi guys, my name is Mike Hernandez. I'm 15 years old. Today is December 7th, 2023. And I'm speaking with
Daniela Chavez.
Okay. All right, that's good. We're recording from Kennedy High School. It's in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States.
You gotta say all that.
In Earth. So after high school, what are you planning to do with your life after you're done graduating and stuff?
Probably go to college, because my family wants me to go to college, but like, I don't know what I want to study, so yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But I know for sure, go to college, and yeah.
What college are you planning to go to?
I don't know that much about colleges, but my brother's in St. Xavier University, so probably, if anything, go there, because I don't really know anything else. And yeah.
Okay.
So, your hair look like that? Oh.
So you said that you cut hair. So
let me cut you.
You're not gonna cut hair. What's wrong with my?
You're gonna interview me.
So you said you cut hair, right?
No. Yes, I do.
Okay, so are you planning to take that career path, like be a barber or like hairstylist?
No. But if by the first year of college, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm going to probably get into cosmetology school or culinary school, because I do know how to cook and I'm really into like cosmetics.
What is cosmetics?
Like doing hair, doing makeup, nails, eyelashes, stuff like that.
Alright, so after like college, I'm sure you're going to like try and have a family. So basically, like, how many kids are you trying to have in the future when you have your own house and stuff?
Probably like 2 babies, preferably 1 girl, 1 boy. And then if not, if that doesn't work, then probably like 2 cats or a cat and a dog, because I like animals. But babies and animals are like kind of the same thing, so there's that too.
So you can have like 2 kids and 2 animals?
One or the other.
Okay, that's pretty good. Is there one person that you look up to most, like an athlete or like a fucking songwriter or something?
I don't think there's anybody famous that I look up to. Somebody I do look up to is my older sister, so I don't know if like, you meant like family member wise too.
Yeah, why is she like your inspiration?
Because since she was born in Mexico and she traveled to the United States as a very young child, and she had to raise us and everything while my parents were working. And what's it called? She never gave up, and like she was always working, going to school, taking a bunch of trains and everything, but still dealing with us at home. So, you know, she's really inspirational. Shut up, Pancho! And also, like, she's really like supportive to me. She's somebody I can really talk about like literally anything if I have any problems or anything, and she like helps me through it. So yeah, she's always gonna be a big inspiration for me, even though I argue with her a lot, but it's because of love, you know.
So is there any like hobbies outside of school like that you do? Like maybe you be like a hockey player, you know? So like, is there anything?
I play Roblox. I love Roblox. Roblox is life. Life is Roblox. I also used to play. I play volleyball every summer for this team at my middle school or elementary school, and it's really fun. I love volleyball. I also really like watching TikToks and watching soccer. Go Man United. Go Chivas. Woo! And let's see what else. Oh yeah, go Chivas and go Manchester United. Woo! Woo! Okay, anyways, also I also like baking and cooking. I'm really good at those stuff because I am. And I also like doing my hair or like.
And you cut hair right too?
Bro, why won't it work?
Yeah, I'm gonna cut up Mikey next. Yeah.
Right. Work there.
And
work.
Yeah, so those are some stuff I do after school.
So do you have any pets?
Yes, I have 2 guinea pigs, and I have a little brother.
A little brother is not a pet.
That is.
All right.
With him it is.
How old are the guinea pigs?
The guinea pigs are alive. That's what matters.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're probably old.
No.
We're so old, they died.
So, what is the greatest moments you had in your 15 years of living?
Can you repeat that?
What is the greatest moments you had in the 15 years of living?
Memories?
Yes. Same thing.
It's obviously gonna go. It's gonna be going to Mexico because I really love Mexico. And like every time I go, I see my grandparents from my dad's side, and I love them because they have like their own little store, and they just like let me help them and stuff, and I love seeing them. And my only tia from my mom's side that's over there still, so it's really good to see her once in a while. Also, I really like I really had a good memory of like traveling to other places like Florida or like what's it called? Single teardrop from Hawaii. I wanna run away. Also, like, another great achievements are like hanging out with my friends in the summer and like, yeah, I really like hanging out with them, or like just calling my friends and playing Roblox.
So what's your favorite song? An artist.
I don't have a favorite song or a favorite artist, but I really love Kanye West. I feel like he should be president. I really love like rock music and like Metallica or like Kurt. Oh my god, I love Kurt, and he's like the best. And also, like, I really love listening to rock music or Spanish music. I do like Travis Scott, yes.
Is that a good picture?
But yeah, that's like my favorite type of music and everything. Like, I really like rock and yeah.
What's your favorite Kanye album?
You heard him?
What's your favorite Kanye album?
I really like The Life of Pablo, My Twisted Dark Fantasy. I really like Graduation too. So. Oh, I also really like Jesus is King and College Dropout. So yeah.
Have you ever been to like a music concert?
I have. No, I haven't gone to a concert, but I'm gonna go see Los Temerarios next year, and I'm gonna go watch Los Tigres del Norte. So yeah. Actually, no. Wait. I forgot. I actually went to see Suicide Boys and Ghost Mane. So I went to see them, and I was like, super glad I got I was able. That's Papa Roach.
That's Xavier's song.
Okay, anyways, yeah, I was able to go to grade A, so I'm really proud of that.
So what are some motivational things that keep you going?
Some motivational things that keep me going is my grandpa, because he was like my best friend, my greatest supporter, and like apart from my sister, he was like one of the only people that like actually understood me and stuff. And he passed away on my mom's birthday, so yeah. And he's always like, I don't know, he's always gonna be a great person to me, and he's always gonna be like one of my greatest inspirations and one of my greatest like reasons to keep on going, because I want to make him proud. Even though he's no longer here, I want to accomplish everything that he's told me I could do, and just be able to become the person he wanted me to be.
Okay guys, that's everything. That's everything wrapped up with this interview. Hope you enjoyed this interview, because it was pretty like interesting, I guess, because we had like a lot of stuff to say.
And go Chivas. Woo!
Boo!